Now, the beliefs that we have, that we've grown up with, that we've practiced all of our daily rituals on, is what I call the tribe thinking, the thinking of the tribe. You see, all of us are members of a tribe. And that tribe might be your immediate family. It might be the ethnic group to which you belong. It might be the people who share the same color of skin that you happen to have. It may be people who have the same philosophical points of view or political points of view or religious points of view, or people who are related to you genetically in some way, cousins and aunts and uncles and so on. Anyway, there's this tribe that we sort of are born into, if you will. And the tribe evolves at a certain speed, so that as a tribe, as a people, we have evolved from hunters and gatherers, if you will, to people who now have computer chips and people who can just go in and have our meat and our vegetables just arranged for us in cellophane, in packaging, in department stores. There's been an evolution. The tribe has evolved so that most places on the planet, people can get fresh drinking water by just turning a knob. There was a time when they had to dig holes, right, and try to find it. So the evolution of the tribe is in place, but it moves very slowly. It takes a long, long, long time for the tribe to evolve. What I'm talking about here, when you come to know your higher self and to live by it, is leaving the tribe and leaving tribal consciousness. You see, to be an individual, when you go to the tribe and you tell them, I've discovered something that's about manifesting, you know, and I'm going to really practice this, and I'm going to do this, and I know I can do this. Jesus said we can do this. Sai Baba told us we can do this. You know, Muktananda tells us we can do this. I'm going to do this. The tribe immediately goes, wait a second here. What are you doing? We don't want any individuals in this tribe. The purpose of the tribe is to keep individual people from surfacing. It's to keep it down. It's to have, if what I'm saying to you is that if you're going to learn manifesting and you're going to understand your highest self, you have to somehow figure out a way to let go of this idea that the tribe is going to give me approval or that I'm going to do it within the parameters that the tribe has dictated. Because what you're doing when you're learning to manifest, or when you're learning anything that is outside of the restricted parameters of the tribe, what you are doing is you are speeding up the evolution of your awareness and your consciousness. You are saying, I am going to evolve at a faster rate. But if you go to the tribe and tell them that, immediately you're going to get put into your place. You see, the mantra of the tribe is, but what will they think? That's the mantra of the tribe. What are they going to think of me? And the minute that you start playing that game of what are they going to think, you have stopped yourself from being able to evolve at a faster rate of speed. Later on, you'll hear me talking about the importance of privacy in your manifesting, that you don't share this with other people. You don't go talking about it. I happen to be talking about it because I'm trying to encourage you to do it. But I don't, when I decide that I want to manifest something, when I put my attention on that, that's a very private matter between me and God. The reason that you don't share it is because it takes the energy away from what you are doing and puts it on the attention of the person that you're trying to convince. Immediately you get ego in there. And the minute that you get ego in there, you shut down the energy. You shift. So leaving the tribe and the tribal consciousness is really what you're saying is, if I'm going to evolve at the speed at which the tribe is evolving, you're saying I'm going to evolve, but I'm going to do it very, very slowly. And if you want to manifest, if you want to really become a manifester in your life, you don't have enough time in this lifetime. You've got to come back in 19 lifetimes, right? You don't have enough time for that. So it's almost like getting out of that consciousness. When the question was asked of Dr. Maslow, when I asked him this question personally, what does it mean to be self-actualized? He said there are three things that you have to know and understand. One is you have to learn to become independent of the good opinion of other people. That's like at the top of the list. You have to become independent. Self-actualizers are independent of the good opinion of other people. Secondly, self-actualizers are people who have no attachment to the outcome. They are detached from the fruits of their labors. They know what their life is about, and they get on with that, and they don't get themselves concerned with how it's going to work out. They turn that over to God. They just have this knowing that it will, and that's enough. And the third is that they have no investment in power over other people. No investment in power over other people. So they're not really trying to convince anybody else or to subjugate anybody else or to dominate anyone else with their abilities. And these people who have these divine capacities are usually very, very quiet about it. And they will get disapproval and they'll acknowledge it. And it's okay. They just move along. They don't allow that to be the focus of what it is that they're going to do in their lives. I can't tell you how many people, but it's up in the hundreds of thousands, that have written to me over the past quarter of a century and told me their difficulties, their struggles, and how if they would have learned one of these three lessons, or all three of these lessons, to be independent of the good opinion of other people, to be detached from the outcome, and to get rid of your investment in the need to have power over other people, how much peace you would have in your life. There's an affirmation in the Course in Miracles that says, I can choose peace rather than this. I can choose peace rather than this. At any given moment. Now remember, peace is what enlightenment is. Enlightenment means to be surrounded by and immersed in peace at all moments in your life. The higher part of you only wants you to be at peace. So the part of you that needs to be at peace, that wants to be at peace, very often is overcome and dominated by the part of you that believes that you're separate and that you're special and that you're important and that who you are is this physical body that you showed up in.